AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The fired University of Cincinnati police officer charged with murder in the killing of a black motorist appeared in court last hour.
Frank Tetzik, you understand you've been charged with one count of murder and one count of voluntary manslaughter.
Yes, Your Honor.
Ray Tensing, handcuffed and wearing a black and white striped jail uniform, pleaded not guilty. The judge set bond at $1 million and listened to what happened then.
The bond would be $1 million anyway.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a courtroom. You will conduct yourselves at all times appropriately.
The angry judge warning those who applauded to conduct themselves appropriately. Tensing's lawyer says Tensing feared for his life after a struggle with Samuel DeBose. The prosecutor calls the killing senseless and the traffic stop that led to it pointless. An expert tells us that on its own, that piece of airplane debris won't do much to narrow the search for the rest of the missing Malaysia Airlines jet. The wing part found on Reunion Island in the Indian Ocean is now going to France for investigation. Our Charles de Ledesma reports from overseas on what Malaysia's Prime Minister Najib Razak is saying.
Razak says a Malaysian team is on its way to the southwestern French city of Toulouse to investigate the find. The sea-crusted wing part that washed up on the island in the western Indian Ocean may be the first trace of Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 since it vanished nearly a year and a half ago.
An international big game hunting organization is suspending the membership of Walter Palmer, the Minnesota dentist whose killing of a protected lion in Zimbabwe angered people around the world. The Safari Club International says it wants a full investigation. A fast-spreading wildfire in Northern California's Lake County has more than doubled in size overnight. Hundreds are evacuating. The Dow's down 77. This is AP Radio News. Millions of us are suffering from the heat. Washington's humid summers are legendary, and now New Yorkers are sweating. And Mayor Bill de Blasio is putting out two slightly contradictory messages to them. Our Warren Levinson is sweating in New York.
Mayor de Blasio is urging New Yorkers to get themselves inside with air conditioning as much as possible, but don't use too much air conditioning.
As the temperature goes up, so does energy usage. And that creates the danger of blackouts and brownouts.
It's been in the mid-90s and humid in New York. The city has extended hours at public swimming pools and opened cooling centers in public buildings. But the mayor is urging AC users to set the thermostat at 78 degrees to avoid overtaxing the electrical grid. So far this summer, power failures have been limited. Warren Levinson, New York.
And listen to this. At the moment, it's 120 degrees Fahrenheit in Baghdad, so hot that workers have 4 days off beginning today. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Now with McDonald's, wake up to a $4 breakfast meal deal. Wake up to a sausage McMuffin or sausage biscuit to hash browns and wake up to a hot coffee. Get your $4 breakfast meal deal.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.